This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106. Southern the Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by PenFed Credit Union, great rates for sports fan and you. Can visit PenFed.org for details. Scheduled to join us here momentarily, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards. He is a well-paid coach. We learned yesterday that Dave Martinez, now this is great pay for normal people, including us.
Of course.
But for a Major League Baseball manager, seems like, as we say on the show, they're nubbing it. They're nubbing it with Dave Martinez's salary. Is that even making $1 million a year until the final year?
Are you surprised with the learners that they're nubbing
it? Which is an option year. It's not, it's not even a guaranteed year.
Well, they did give him the extra year. So they gave him 3 years guaranteed with a fourth year option, which is more than what they gave Dusty.
But the 3 years guaranteed is $2.8 million?
Total. You're right.
Still less money.
It's still less money. And it's a guy who's never managed before. Are we surprised by that?
Less than $1 million a year, a little surprising.
A little bit. You would think they would step up, and I am a little, because you would think, that, okay, they want to eliminate that criticism of the organization.
No, I haven't researched it.
Save
that's
money.
What they like to do.
Researched it, and I won't. But if I had to guess, are there any Major League Baseball managers that make less than $1 million a year? I would have said no.
Probably not.
I think there might be.
There may be.
Because it's very difficult. I actually Googled it, because no one, I think, is forced to report what a manager earns. So it's all sort of speculation. You can try to find a list of what managers earn.
Did you try and find it?
I did.
It sounds like the Marlins are going to be going on the cheap, because didn't Derek Jeter and the ownership company come in and just start slashing pay for everybody? Yeah. So I would expect they are going to go on the cheap side. I would guess the Padres, whoever their manager is working for peanuts.
Andy Green,
List of about half the guys, but half the guys are not documented on what I saw.
But Joe Girardi made $4 million last year. So if Dave Martinez does manage for 4 years, he'll get to what Joe Girardi got in 1 year.
I can't imagine the small market guys are making a lot more than that, like Kevin Cash in Tampa the guy in San Diego.
It might be very much in line with what a lot of sort of smaller market managers are making. Yeah. It might be.
But the D.C. is not a small market. They're not a small payroll team.
It's a good team.
But the learners pay their managers like it is.
That's correct. That's been their M.O. throughout.
But what's funny is
the ownership.
If you're going to basically say the reason why we haven't gotten further is because of failings of the manager, you would think they would want to pay a premium then for that. But they don't.
It's not their thing.
You could have gone out and gotten Girardi and paid $4 or $5 million a year.
Right.
The learners aren't going
to
do
that. Chose not to do that.
All right, join us right now, Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards. He is presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law. And before we get into hoops, Scott, I was thinking about this. You have to whip out new suits all the time. You go on road trips, you got to bring out the suits. Do you have, first of all, because it would make perfect sense, do you have an endorsement with Brooks Brothers?
That makes a lot of sense.
No, I do not. Maybe you can work on that for me.
Yeah.
So you don't have an endorsement.
Cut that deal.
You don't have an endorsement with anybody?
No. Well, the NBA coaches, we have a deal with Joseph Aboud.
Joseph Aboud.
So you probably can't get that side deal.
I just bought a Joseph Aboud.
Yeah, but you're not an NBA coach.
It wasn't given to me. I had to buy it.
I wanted to ask you, though, because I was thinking about this. When you watch college basketball now most of the guys in college basketball will still whip out the suit. But then you watch, West Virginia and see Huggins in basically a sweatsuit. What are the rules there? Could you actually go a little more casual?
No, only thing you have to wear a sports jacket and you have to wear a collared shirt. You don't have to wear a tie. It used to be where you can wear a mock turtleneck, like Sam Van Gundy was
terrible
wear
look.
That. I don't think you can wear that anymore.
Well, nor should you. I mean, mock
that's the Mike Bray
it's just,
look.
It's just a bad look.
That's
in
the Mike Bray look. Cakes, come
on. Okay, I like Mike Bray, but the mock turtleneck. I'm sorry, it's just a bad look
well,
overall.
Well, Mike's not doing that anymore. He changed that last
See?
Year.
See,
yeah.
I like when they go to Hawaii in the tournament and they wear the aloha shirt.
Yeah,
yeah,
Hawaiian
shirt.
Do
shirts.
You like wearing the suit? Because if you had free reign, let's say there was no rule. Would you go the Huggins route and just wear, like, the team sweatsuit?
I'm going to guess yes, because he's a California guy. He's got a laid-back vibe. I'm going to guess yes.
I'm old school. Skins and shirts.
See?
I kind of like the suits.
All right, so you guys, let's talk about the team here a little bit, Scott. You guys are on a little bit of a roll, playing some better defense. When was the last time the Wiz have held three straight opponents under 100 points?
I'm going to be a contrarian, though. I'm not buying the better defense. Even Markieff Morris said they're playing lesser opponents, so maybe he can say that they're playing better defense, and maybe it's true, Scott. You can talk about that, because I'm not necessarily buying it.
Well, I mean, we are playing better defense. They're NBA teams. They're teams that haven't had good records, but we're still playing defense. We've had, you know, I'm not going to say a history, but we've had some games where we played down to the opponent's record, and that's not good. It's not a good thing to do. You got to be a professional every night. But the last three games, you know, we're holding them to 90 points. I thought the key last night was also their passing. You know, Brad has 7 assists. John has 9. We have 30 as a team. Pass and defend. That's what we've been talking about. Just keep it simple, pass and defend.
So what do you do after the first quarter and they give up 32 and you're like going, here we go again? Do you really lay into the guys or do they recognize it sort of on their own? How does all, what's that dynamic
well,
like?
I think you have to put a couple of swears in the cookie jar, I guess, the swear jar,
just
to get them going. The bottom line is, you know what, there's going to be ebbs and flow of every NBA game. You just have to – you want to have a better start than we had last night. It was unfortunate we didn't come out with the deep – We didn't guard the three-point line, and we've been doing a pretty good job with that all year. I mean, they came out and just about made every three. But you have to be consistent on how you play, and you know, hopefully we could take it on the road. We have a tough opponent in Miami who we did not beat last year at all, so it's not going to be an easy game for us.
And then yesterday, your second unit actually picked it up. Like, they didn't just hold the fort. They actually – built a lead and extended the lead. Mike Scott in particular has impressed me. Talk about his play.
I love him. I love how he brings that professionalism to our team. He just works. He comes in every day and works. Him and Keith have a nice little routine together. They work before practice. He doesn't say much. He's a pro, and the guys really enjoy playing with him. He can. I didn't realize he can make shots from the perimeter as well as he has, and hopefully that continues. But he knows how to play. He passes the ball. He defends. He can guard bigger players. He's pretty good guarding, switching on when we're guarding smaller players. But he's just he's tough, and I love that. I love that about him.
Well, I know you weren't here 2 years ago, but the Wizards really tried to force Chris Humphreys to become a stretch four, and Mike Scott to me is actually perfect in that role. And I could see you playing him at the five when teams go smaller.
Yes. I mean, exactly. He's the perfect stretch four. Nowadays players, he's like that perfect blend of inside, outside, can post up smaller player. He's another version of Keith. You know, we can play both of those guys at the five if we want to go small, which a lot of teams are doing this now. It's like some teams are playing five guards or three guards and two small forwards.
Yep.
And so you have to be able to adjust, and, you know, we have to be able to do that. Now we have a couple of players that we can play small at the five with Keith and Mike.
Yeah, I see the Cavs doing that where LeBron's in the middle and they've got, you know, Crowder and Korver out there and then D-Wade out there. It's just basically – it almost reminds me of, like, pickup basketball where you don't necessarily have a low post guy and you just go with your best five.
You just go with your best five, the best five players play. And that's a tough five, right? You got LeBron playing the five. So I'm matching up with that. We didn't do a very good job last game. We scored 57.
Coach, I know you've been around the all. NBA a lot, and they're all pros, and I get it, and anybody can beat anybody. But Coach Jason Bishop would have come into the locker room after the loss to the Mavs and going, I can't believe we just lost to the effing Mavericks. Now, I know that you're more professional than that, so I'm wondering what your response was. What was your reaction to that?
Pretty close. We were upset, pissed off. It was, I mean, it was, we were disappointed. Yeah. It was going to be, you know, we had a great win tonight, or a couple of nights before in Toronto.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I thought, okay, now we're going to get some rhythm. We got four games at home. We got to, you know, we feel comfortable at home. And then we laid an egg. We didn't play the defense. We didn't guard. Guys were getting around us. They were getting to the free throw line, making threes. They out-toughed us, and that's disappointing. That's unacceptable.
Joined by Scott Brooks, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law. Wizards off to an 8-5 start. Since you mentioned the LeBron game scoring 57, what do you do as a coach? Like, what was your game plan going in with LeBron? Because he's such a good passer, I think it's tough to double him, and they have such good players. But when a guy's going for 40, 50 points, what do you do?
Well, it's funny. I was like, before the game, I said, just to our coaching staff, I said, hey, we're going to make him score. If he gets 50 a night, so be it. You know, it's just going to be his night. I didn't think he was going to get 57, though.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, you know what? Even when he had 57, we still had a chance to win the game. But really what lost the game for us, we gave up 32 points in transition. They were like a faster, athletic, quicker, younger team than us. They were running up and down the court, and we only had, I think, 12 points in transition for ourselves. So that's a 20-point difference right there. But LeBron, I mean, when he's going like that, the easy thing to do, people would say, and even we would say double-team, but he could score in so many different spots, and if you double-team him, and he's such a great – I mean, he's not a good passer. He's a great passer. He sees over every double-team, and he has the quickness to get around double-team. So it puts you in a tough position. He was making – I mean, he made 11 tough twos. And normally most guys would make, you know, 35 to 40% of those shots.
Are you walking around the streets of Miami right now?
No, I'm walking around the streets of D.C. right now.
Oh, okay.
We have a meeting, maintenance day today, and then we fly out this afternoon.
Gotcha. All right, so what's the game plan for the Heat? I think they're one game under 500. You know, they got Dragic and Waiters, Hassan Whiteside. You know, he's averaging like 13 or 14 boards. What's the blueprint?
We have to be able to stop their attack. They put their head down and attack the basket. So if we don't play individual defense with pride, it could be a long night. We got to be able to stay in front of the basketball. Get back in transition is going to be critical also. And then we got to continue to set screens, move without the ball, and keep making extra passes, good to great shots.
Well, sounds good on paper, doesn't it?
Sounds like a great plan.
Sounds like a win.
Right?
Sounds like a win.
Good to great shots. Do you monitor whether the guys go out in Miami? Do you even, like, talk about that sort of thing?
No, I mean, not at all. I expect everybody to be a pro. Definitely is the distractions in a lot of cities, but every city, everybody thinks, well, it's just the major cities. No, it's every city. There's 30 incredible NBA cities, and you can have fun regardless of which city you're in.
Hold on, Sacramento.
I understand that.
Wait a second, Sacramento.
Every city,
what?
Every city.
Salt Lake City.
Hey, Coach, for people that aren't familiar, give us the itinerary then for you guys. So you leave, you have your workout, whatever, today, and you go through film, whatever you do, and then you leave this afternoon. What time do you guys arrive, and then what time are you supposed to be at the arena tomorrow, that sort of thing?
We probably arrive probably like 5:30 or so in Miami. We go to the hotel. Most guys will, you know, go out and grab a meal or do whatever they have to do, and our coaching staff, we won't meet tonight. We'll meet tomorrow morning, meeting before our bus. Probably our bus is at, probably, I think it's at 10:45. We'll have a shoot around. And then the game bus is at probably between 4 and 4:30, depending which bus you go on.
And typically, so you have your shoot around. Guys go back to the hotel, do whatever they do, watch soaps, chill out, play video games, take naps.
Tinder.
Yeah, slay a chick, whatever it is.
Tinder.
And then Miami.
And what time did you say you have to be back?
4:30.
That's for the bus to go back to the arena?
There's an early bus, and there's like three buses, actually. And depending on which bus you go on, it's probably between 4 o'clock to 4:30.
Who's usually on the early bus? Which players?
You know, I'm on the early bus, too, and I don't even realize which players. I would say, well, we kind of stagger it on purpose, not because we want guys to get extra work, just because there's only you got one court, well, half a court, and you got, you know, 14 players, and you have to be able to get all the guys in a warm-up. So we kind of stagger it based on what player, the seniorities, whatever they want to do. If they want to go early, like Jody Meeks goes super early. He's actually, it's the Uber bus. He's not even on the bus. He's on the Uber with a couple of coaches. They get to the arena early.
Mm. Hey, when you're walking, I know you live near the arena. When you're walking to the arena for practice or workouts, do you, people stop you and talk hoops with you, or are you just kind of just left alone?
Nah, I'm pretty left alone. I mean, it all depends. After the Dallas game, I wore a hat, sunglasses, and a hoodie.
I bet you did.
That's hilarious. Hey, thank you, Coach.
All right, have a good one down there.
Right,
go get him.
Okay.
All right,
yeah, thanks.
That's
right.
Coach Scott Brooks, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law. Good dude.
He is funny. A good guy.
He has warmed up to your boys.
I think he has.
We've finally won him over.
I would have been so bitter if I would have been the coach and they lose the Mavs.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah, so you can have letdowns.
I know. I get it.
But they had a couple there early because they had the Lakers early.
They lost to the Lakers.
They had the Suns.
Those are three teams they absolutely should have beaten.
Yeah.
Certainly two of them.
Yeah.
It should be worst case 10-3. They should be worst case 10-3.
Probably so.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever. They blow games like that every year, all the time.
Oh, and they'll blow more.
And. Yeah. Look, I'm going to say it after Coach Brooks is on. My guess is they lose in Miami and then win at home against Miami because it's back-to-back. So they'll probably get after it tonight in Miami, some of the players. It's like, do whatever they want. They're there at 5:30.
Hmm. Just be pros. Well, don't go out and stay out too late.
Are they playing tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Playing tomorrow.
Yeah. He's just saying they're going to get after it tonight and just be a little – they won't be quite as sharp.
Of course.
We'll see.
Hit the clubs. All right, Jay Beagle, Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:40 for the morning skate. Then we'll get back into the Redskins coming up at 9 here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.